K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on Sunday morning, June 25th, 2023. Basketball weekend on this podcast continues. One of the newbies for the K-State men's basketball team got nominated here over the weekend here late yesterday, getting all my dates crossed up, late this past week, that in the person of Darren Ames Jr., a.k.a. Data Ames, folks, was selected as the 2023 Jordan Brand Classic All-American, becoming one of 32 high school seniors to earn this recognition. The Chicago, Illinois native and Kenwood Academy alum is just the third K-State Wildcat to be chosen a Jordan Brand Classic All-American, joining current graduate student manager we had on this podcast before, Curtis Kelly, and Wally Judge back in 2009. Curtis Kelly got this award back in 2006. Day-Day arrived at K-State after a stellar career at Kenwood Academy, where he led the Broncos to 54 wins in the past two seasons, including back-to-back Illinois Class 4A Super Sectional titles, the first in the school's history. The four-star and consensus top 70 recruit was named to nearly every All-State team in 2023, including first-team Class 4A honors from the Associated Press, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, City/Suburban Hoops Report, and SB Live as well. Data Ames, more on his impressive incoming freshman, scored more than 15,000 points in his prep career, including an epic school record 65-point outburst in the W over Southland College Prep. And we had that epic point get there going back earlier this past athletic account year on this Perry podcast. You can try to find that wherever you get your podcast there, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon, the Pearl Project Podcast, the latest K-State pod here in Manhattan, Kansas. Continue to roll on through the impressive resume of Data Ames, who just got recently named over this past week the Jordan Brand Classic All-American there as well. Let's see, senior, 21 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2.5 steals a game there as well, and in over 50% shooter from the field. Let me see if I get that right. Yeah, from the field. And of course, he's an 82% shooter from the charity stripe. Ames is just one of four incoming freshmen in the Big 12 to earn this recognition. He's joined by, of course, Iowa State counterpart Omaha Ballou, Oklahoma State's Brandon Garrison, and Baylor's Jacoby Walter there as well. Ames is part of highly regarded three-man freshman class that has been rated top 25 by several organizations, including number 18 by 24/7 Sports, 22nd ranked by ESPN, and 24th ranked by Rivals.com. Of course, he's joined once again by Robert R.J. Jones from Denton, Texas, Michaela Rich from East St. Louis, Illinois. They all signed back last November there as well. Very impressive stuff right there. And, of course, this coming off of course, Keontae Johnson being drafted by Oklahoma City. You can check that pod out. That's already out now from this weekend as well. So, basketball all weekend long here on this podcast. Congratulations to Darren. I didn't even know his first name until reading up on this. Darren, his real name, his real first name anyways, Darren. But everyone calls him Data Ames. So, he's back on the recognition list there, being named this past week the Jordan Brand Classic All-American. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, obviously, when you look at the transfer portal, whatnot. And I've said this on multiple occasions on this very podcast, mainly on the weeklies, right? You can only build off a transfer portal for so much. You gotta, what is the word that I'm looking for here? You gotta build up this talent that you, there. Well, I'm gonna roll with that. You gotta build up this talent, right? That you've recruited, right? Homegrown, develop this, there you go, develop this talent. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, what this coaching staff, Jerome Ting, does in his second year. Obviously, this is your first recruiting class in your coaching tenure here in Little Apple. I want to see it. What happens there? I understand you have Taylor Perry, who is going to be probably scoring a lot of buckets this upcoming season here. And we're talking basketball in the middle of summer. So we'll see what happens. But, hey, another recognition for K-State men's basketball, this time incoming freshman Diddy Ames, Jordan Classic All-American from his time up there in Chicago, Illinois. The Pro Project Podcast, you can get it wherever you can get your podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate you for giving us your time this afternoon or tonight, whenever you listen to this podcast. Next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. Hit that alert button so every time we post daily or weekly content, you're right there on top of it to listen to as well. And then, of course, I have not said this in maybe several episodes or several weeks now, but make sure you go ahead and tell a friend, your roommate, someone who likes K-State about this podcast. We definitely appreciate it. From, of course, me and my co-host Alex Ain. There's a lot of good stuff lined up down the pipe, including the weekly podcast as well. I got a special episode coming out early this week, postcast of Grandma's Marathon. That's going to be out tomorrow night. Yep, tomorrow night. We got guests lined up. Boy, you guys are going to be in for a treat. So definitely to kill some of this dead zone time between track and field in the upcoming anticipation of football season, you want to make sure you're tuning into this podcast. All right, that's going to wrap things up for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Another PBBD in the books. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Go Cats.